Good afternoon for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. Forecasters are watching a big snowstorm out west, and we could see some white stuff right here in our weather forecast by the weekend. Right now, the National Weather Service says we have a 30% chance of snow Friday night and that Saturday could be a wintry mix. But for today, just rain and lots of it on the way. We'll have the forecast for you right after our news. Parts of the main road to Boone and several ski resorts is now closed because of fears of rock slides. U.S. 321 is closed between Lenore and Blowing Rock because engineers are worried about some large boulders that are loose on the side of the road. The State Department of Transportation says the road could be closed for several days while officials drill in that area. The Community Foundation of Western North Carolina has announced that more than $1 million worth of grants have been handed out to nonprofits across the region as part of the Recession Response Fund. The grants were made mostly for operating support for things like food, health assistance, emergency assistance, homeless shelters, foreclosure assistance, and work-related assistance. In Transylvania County, grants went to the Free Clinic of Transylvania County, which was awarded $5,550 towards the purchase of some pharmaceuticals for the uninsured and low-income clients. The free clinic has been operating at the Sharing House in Brevard for several years. $4,240 went to God's Way Fellowship to help run their weekly food pantry that serves 130 families in the Balsam Grove community. Funds will be used to increase their refrigeration and buy food through manna. The Rosman United Methodist Church was awarded $1,000 in support of a food pantry that serves the Rosman community. And in sports, Brevard College Tornadoes outscored Lees McRae last night 71-61. Josh Roper had 22 points for Brevard in the game. The Tornadoes now have a break for exams. They return to the courts on December 17th to play Belmont Abbey. Western Carolina's Catamounts also won last night, topping Bradley 75-67. And the Asheville Tourist may be for sale. Two members of the corporation that owns the Asheville minor league ball team say that talks are being held about selling the Tourist. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.